Welcome to the Seeds Excess Youth Podcast. Now enjoy this inspiring message from our Friday night service. You make me feel so.
So Abraham was sitting next to me during that quiz and he sort of helped me come first, but...
But we did fail.
Yeah, we did get one wrong. I was a bit...
I was so ashamed of myself that I didn't do right on that question.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all right. We're really excited to hear from you.
Thank you.
As a Compassion graduate. Abraham, just could you start us off just telling us about your childhood? Just your family structure and just your living situation growing up.
But before I get to that, I'd like to thank the church, you and... all of you for having us here, the Compassion team. And I'm so excited to be with you guys. I'm so happy to be with the young people because, why don't we give our hands a round of applause? Okay, because the young people, I love to be around with these young people because you guys are so full of creativity, full of energy, and a lot of crazy ideas, don't we? Okay. I still consider myself as one of the young people. Anyway.
We're both 25, so we're both still young people. I'll
By the way, so my name is Abraham. I am from the Philippines, and I am 25 years old. So, I am one of the grateful graduates of the Compassion Sponsorship Program. So the Philippines, so it's a tropical country. It's totally different from here. When I got here, it's so cold. Like, I was really freezing. So back in our country, it's not really as cold as here. I came from Mindanao, so it's like, there are three main islands in the Philippines, so Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. So I am in Mindanao. We call our city Iligan City. And I came from a very poor family. So there's four of us in our family. And then, so that's my elder sister, my younger sister, and our youngest. And that's me and my father. So when I was around 4 years old, my father and my mother got separated. And... my father did not care about us, and my mother stopped supporting us. So it was very difficult for us going to school. I could still remember when we had the opportunity to go to school. My uniform in grade school, I would use it. I used it when I was in grade one. So that shorts start from here, and I still use that till my sixth grade. So you could imagine how short the shorts was. And then I could still remember going to school with almost no shoes. If I had one, I still had to look for a cardboard and cut because it doesn't have a sole. It didn't have a sole. So I had to cut a cardboard and then put it on my shoes. And we didn't attend afternoon classes because we do not have lunch. And we could hardly have our own meal. And that's if you could show our house. So there's 20 of us living in our small house. We are all congested in that house. And there are some, when it rains, it floods because there are tiny holes in our roofs. And growing up was so difficult. I've seen my elder sister hating my parents. I've seen my younger sister, she has no confidence about herself because we came from in a broken family. I've witnessed my younger brother in a company of bad influence, young people. So it was so hard. And for me, when I was growing up, I really thought that life is a tragedy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's incredible. What types of challenges did you face in your life? Is there any more that you wanted to go through?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, I received maltreatment from my own family because we neither have a caring mother nor a strong father to defend us. And that is my grandmother over there. And I am so grateful that of her life that despite of all the challenges that we went through, my grandma did all her best to... to make us feel that life is still beautiful after all that we went through.
Yeah, wow. So you're here with Compassion.
Yes.
How did you actually get involved with Compassion? And after you started going there, did you see any improvements straight away, or how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I am here today to share to you my testimony of how faithful God is in my life. I got registered in the Compassion Sponsorship Program when I was in kindergarten. And since I was a kid, I was sponsored by Australians. That's why I love the Australian people. So I love you guys. And yeah, one of my sponsors is here. So Steph Field, together with her husband, Zef. And when I got registered in the program, I am so grateful that, because Compassion Sponsorship Program is a church-based sponsorship program. So every sponsored children have to go to our local church and attend our weekly learning activity. In our weekly learning activity, we get to study the Word of God. We have our Bible study, and then we make crafts. We play with other children. We sing song of praise. And whenever we get sick, we get support. We get to have our free medical and dental checkup. And then starting on with that sponsorship, I get to have free meal every Saturday. So I didn't have to worry, because in a week, I get to have a free meal, and that would really save my day. And we would also receive free snacks, and some of those I would eat, and then some I would bring back home so that my other siblings could also have a share of it. And I am so grateful that Compassion, that I am part of the program, because it really had a great impact in my life.
Yeah, great. You were saying before how highly you spoke of your sponsors before. What sort of role did they play in your life?
Yeah, so that is our church, the Church of the Nazarene, Iligan City. So my sponsors are my heroes in my life. So just like you, I believe you're also a sponsor.
Yes.
Yes, so thank you for that. My sponsors in the Compassion Sponsorship Program, we do have this letter writing. And my sponsors, through that letter writing, we build our relationship. We get to know each other. Yeah, that's my graduation. They went to the Philippines to attend my Leadership Development Program graduation. And I am so blessed with their lives that they are able to give. They are so generous. They are so kind. They have this love for Jesus. And through letter writing, we get to share our own testimonies, our own hardships, that life is not really going to be perfect. There would be a lot of storms, different kind of difficulties, hardships. And when I was in the university, while I was studying, they would advise. I could still remember. I wasn't able to be part of the dean's list. So yeah, I was so down, and my sponsors would encourage me to keep going. That success is not just all about possessions, acquiring things. That success is not all about just achieving, be good in academics, but success is all about being who God wants you to be and doing what God wants you to do. Yeah.
No, that's so good. So you've touched a little bit on your relationship with God, and as Compassion is a Christian-based ministry, what role did that Compassion play in your local church in building your faith?
Yes. So what I love about the Compassion Sponsorship Program is that we do have this mentoring. Who among you here has mentors? Yes, so if you still don't have, I encourage you to be part of a discipleship group. I am a product of a discipleship group, and I think without that group, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have known Jesus. I wouldn't have that relationship with Jesus. My mentor is a youth pastor, and through the program, I get to build that relationship with Jesus. And then there's a change of perspective, the way I see things in life. And yeah, and of course, through Compassion Sponsorship Program, I also learned about servant leadership. We are called to be servant leaders, and Jesus is the perfect example of, he exemplified perfect servant leadership. And through compassion, my relationship with Jesus grown to be that, that God wants it to be.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's so great to hear about compassion, how that's had an impact in your relationship with God. You talked a little bit about your education, and you said before that you had some struggles, and how did you actually overcome that when you were going through school?
Yeah, so my struggles is that because we came, I came from a very poor family, and every day the food is always our issue, where to get our next meal, how do I go to school because I still have to need money to commute the sponsorship program because my needs were provided. And I finished last January 2017 with a degree in Bachelor of Science in Electronics Engineering. And yeah, praise God. Through the help of my, that was all because of prayers. My sponsors prayed for me, and that was all because of God's grace. If you would ask me, I'm not the best student you'd ever know. Although at some point in my life I was so competitive, but I still didn't. Yeah, if I would always say it was all because of the grace of God that I was able to finish that. And after graduating, I am one of the grateful, fortunate graduates. I was able to work in an American engineering company as a mass design engineer. So our company basically, it is a client-based company. So we make products for Apple company, Samsung company. So it is a semiconductor company. So basically what I do is we design chips. So we design circuits, and then, yeah. Let's not talk about that. Yeah, so yeah, that's what we basically do. And after working with that, I went back home to our hometown. I felt like God has called me to serve our local church. And I'm still working in the university where I graduated from and still doing the same job.
Yeah, that's incredible to hear. Where you've come from and engineering and circuits and things that go way over my head. What other goals and dreams have you been able to achieve? You spoke of before and it started and then getting involved with the Compassion Program. What goals and dreams have you been able to achieve that maybe you might not have been able to if it wasn't for Compassion and your local church?
For me, I'm so grateful to be able to finish a job and be able to secure a job. But more than that, yeah, that's me. But more than that, I believe my greatest achievement is that I am able to know Jesus Christ. Not everyone gets to know Jesus, but I am so blessed because without compassion, I wouldn't know Jesus Christ. And for me, last week I met my sponsors. They are actually a group. There's 11 of them. They call themselves the Southern Advocates, and I am so blessed telling me that her greatest achievement in life is that all her children got to know Jesus, and yeah, for me that is my, apart from graduating, finishing a university degree, my achievement in life, and I will always be grateful because I get to know Jesus, build a relationship, and be part of a church, a community that loves Jesus.
Yeah. No, great. It's great to hear where you've come from and what's happened along the way. What are you actually up to right now? So I know you've had your speaking tour, Where are the Last Stop, Save the Best for Last.
Yes. But, this is the best.
Yes.
This is the best. Okay, yeah, so this would be my last speaking engagement, and then I am so happy again to be here, and when I get back to the Philippines, I am a discipleship group leader, so I created this discipleship group. I call it Life Group, because life is meant to be shared, and then I am with the young professionals, so we're talking about, we're now on our series. We are in a series, Life Goals. We're talking about things. We're talking about on how to succeed. Succeeding at things that truly matters. Because as young as we are, that includes me, there's a lot of things that we can get busy with. But yeah, we can't do all the things in this world, but we can do the things that God wants us to do. Yeah, so I am a discipleship group leader, and I am a Sunday school teacher for the young adults and the adults. And I am also actively part joining our outreach programs for the marginalized areas in our city. And yeah, I want to get my hands on in our ministry. And one day, I also wanted to become a sponsor because I know how it feels like to be a child living in poverty. So I also wanted to channel God's unconditional love in the lives of these children. And hopefully, I'll be able to work as a research professor. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're keeping yourself very busy. Is there anything else that you're looking for plans for the future?
Thank you. So we have there outside this hall, we have our table there. So you could ask if there's any questions that you would like to ask about compassion. And I just want to share with you that there are a lot of children today living in poverty, millions of them, and they need us. Because I believe Jesus loves the children and that Jesus wanted us to channel this unconditional love to these children. So just like Juan Miguel Moreno Rincon in Dominican Republic, who's been waiting for more than 310 days, so he needs a compassionate heart to sponsor him, to help him in his studies, in his health. So yeah, as young as we are, we can be part of a group or we can be an advocate helping the program. There's so many ways to be part of this compassion sponsorship program, and it could start now by going to the table and asking. And yeah, that's it. And thank you very much for having me here, for having us here, and God bless us all.
Fantastic. Thank you, Abraham, for coming. Coming all the way to Adelaide in the cold to share with us tonight. I've really enjoyed hearing your story, not so much of just where you've come from, but the hope that you have in Jesus, and just to see and hear of how your relationship is centered in Christ and how you actually really want that for other people. It's just so encouraging to hear. I don't know if something stirred in your heart here tonight, hearing Abraham's story. I've just loved hearing how Jesus is at work in his life. And hearing about the amazing work of compassion. In the Bible, in the book of James, I just wanted to share this. This sort of came to me when I was looking through tonight, that in the book of James chapter 2, it speaks of how as believers and followers of Christ, we are to respond to those in need. It reads that if someone is in need without clothes and food, if we just wish them well and not respond with any action, what good is that? We shouldn't just be hearers of the word and say, that's a great story, but actually be called to action. And if it's not clear enough, later on in James, the next line, it says, faith, if not accompanied by action, is dead. That is full stop. Like, the writer in James is making it very clear that this faith that we have in Jesus, the love that he has poured out for us, that doesn't just stop there. We're actually called to action in that, to show love to others. Especially for those who are in need. And if you have been something stirred in your heart, I really encourage you to go to the table. It might be that you are stirred to sponsor a child here tonight. If you're under 18, it might be that you have a conversation with your parents about sponsoring a child. And it might be that you're not actually financially able to do that at this stage. But there's plenty other opportunities. You might become a compassionate advocate. Might be fundraising. It might be even in a situation where you gather with some friends to be a sponsor, similar to what happened with Abraham, or even your small group. And definitely, I'd encourage you to be praying for kids in compassion. It's amazing to hear of these kids aren't just being fed, but they're having their lives transformed. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. And also to be praying for the work of compassion, the amazing work that they're doing now. And with that, This call is not just for overseas as well. That's for here locally as well. There are people in need in Australia, in Adelaide, in this postcode of 51159. Just really feel like to challenge you tonight. Maybe there's a family you know that's in need. Consider how you can use the gifts and talents that Jesus has actually blessed you with. It might be cooking a meal or something else. But I just really want to challenge you with that tonight. That our faith, we're actually called to action through what Jesus has really generously blessed us with now. But if you just would like to join with me, we'd just like to pray for you, Abraham, and for Compassion, the work you guys are doing. Dear God, we just thank you. Just for how much you love each and every one of us. I thank you for Abraham and his incredible story. I thank you for the hope that he has in Jesus Christ. I thank you for Compassion and the ministry that they're doing. I thank you that it's not just about feeding children, but transforming lives. I just thank you and praise you for that. I just pray for us here tonight that we can be really challenged in that. And thank you for what we've been blessed, and we can actually bless others with that. I just pray for a blessing for Abraham in his travels home. We pray for safety. And we're just really excited for how you're going to use him in the future. I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you. God bless us all.
Can we just give Abraham a round of applause?